Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called for continued American boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State. Carter said the United States and its allies have targeted Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in Syria as their early objectives.
This is the parent tumor of ISIL, and we need to defeat it there, but then we need to combat it elsewhere around the world to which it has spread, and we also need to defeat our homeland.
The United States currently has about 3,550 service members in Iraq. About 2,750 are support staff of security forces, trainers, advisors, or support staff in other ways to the Iraqis. There are less than 50 U.S. Special Forces in Syria. As the United States, as the Chinese president, arrives in Iran for a state visit, the U.S. says it hopes Beijing continues to work with Washington to ensure Iran does not reconstitute its nuclear capabilities. Xi Jinping is the first state leader to visit Iran since Tehran implemented steps to roll back its nuclear program. Two nations have maintained close economic and military ties despite sanctions that have been imposed by the U.S. and Western nations. United States and China co-chairing a working group to oversee the new design of Iran's heavy water reactor so that it will not produce weapons-grade plutonium. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza remained firm on Friday in his rejection of an African Union-proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to the country. Last month, the AU announced it would deploy 5,000 troops to Burundi. This is VOA News. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says it is concerned by developments in Malawi that could stoke anti-gay sentiment, including incitement to murder. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says it fears the decision by Malawi's chief prosecutor to drop charges against an individual accused of inflammatory statements against gays and lesbians could have serious consequences. Earlier this month, the spokesman of one of the country's main political parties publicly and on several occasions described gay and lesbian people as worse than dogs, and called for them to be killed. A criminal case was subsequently lodged against People Party spokesman Kenneth Imsonda by two civil society organizations, charging him with inciting others to break the law. The director of public prosecutions decided to discontinue the case on Thursday, one day before Imsonda was due to appear before the Blantyre Magistrate Court. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Christine Lagarde says she wants a second term as managing director of the International Monetary Fund.
Well, first of all, I've received really fantastic nominations from many members, and I hear that there are other members who are considering the same process. I've started quite a few initiatives. I think I've moved the institution together with a fantastic team of staff, and I'm prepared to serve the membership longer. So I'm full of energy and enthusiasm to do so.
Lagarde has won the respect of global financial leaders for her role in helping keep Europe's 19-nation euro currency bloc from disintegrating as it dealt with the Greek crisis during her IMF tenure. There could, however, be a cloud over a second Lagarde term at the IMF. A French judge last month ordered her stand trial in the long-running investigation of her role in the approval of a French government payout to a business executive in his dispute with a state bank. IMF board has reiterated its confidence in Lagarde, and she has denied any wrongdoing in the case. U.S. stock market surged on Friday, closing with their first weekly gains of the new year after oil prices shot to their highest level in weeks. Investors were encouraged by the dramatic price in oil. The price in Brent crude shot up more than 8% to more than $32 a barrel, far above last week's low of $27. Stocks in Europe saw some of their best gains in months. On Friday, in Asia, stocks rose sharply, Tokyo's Nikkei leading the way.
That's the latest world news from VOA.